All right, we are recording.
Okay, call to order 404. Are you taking roll?
I will take roll. Yeah. Trustee Bruder.
Present.
Trustee Moreno.
Present.
Chair Rubel is absent. Vice Chair Ellison.
Present.
All right.
So the consent calendar, the board will enact the consent calendar. Staff recommendations by one motion without discussion, unless a trustee, member of the public, or staff requests that an item be removed from discussion. So we're going to approve the approval of the meeting minutes from April 20th, 2022. And they are attached. We're going to have a few minutes to review. Public comments. Persons may address the board on any subject matter.
Oh, we got to go back yet, so I have to.
Oh, okay, sorry. So approval.
Motion moved by Trustee Moreno, seconded by Trustee Bruder. And now you have to vote.
I approve.
So, yeah, so I'm going to, like, okay, you vote yes?
I vote yes.
Yes, okay.
Unanimous.
Result carried unanimously. All right, public comment.
Okay, public comments. Persons may address the board on any subject matter within the board's jurisdiction that is not listed as an item on the agenda. State law generally prohibits the board from discussing or taking action on any issue not included on the agenda. But if appropriate, the board may schedule the topic for future discussion or refer the matter to staff.
There were no public comments.
No public comments?
Nope.
Okay. Do we have to
vote? No, you just move on to the next
thing. Okay, so presentations. The following items will be presentations given to the commission. Action on these items is typically limited to the commission receiving the presentation and providing direction or feedback to staff as appropriate. If you wish to speak on any item, please fill out a request to speak form and submit it to the secretary prior to the meeting. Library updates.
So I'm going to do some updates. The first is on June 7th, I believe, the library is going to City Council to actually do the naming of 50 North 4th. 50 North 4th is the facility that's above Eucalyptus Park. The recommendation was that it be called Casa Casillas, which is named after the mayor's mother, Paula Casillas, who actually was, not only pretty much grew up in this area, but also was an artist and created, she took her first art class at a recreation center here in Chula. And then she became a full-blown artist. So we're going to do the recommendation. That recommendation was already made at the previous council, but they asked for a staff report. So we're going to go ahead and do that. So that should be on June 7th. We also have, do you want to kind of do a little bit of an update on Create Chula Vista?
Create Chula Vista, yes. So the Create Chula Vista grant is in full swing. We've received about over 20 applications. Right now we're looking at about 14 that were selected by the grant award committee. So we're starting to roll that out, and that's really exciting because it's a variety of different art projects that are coming online, from murals on businesses to performances at the library to a photographic exhibit that has oral histories. To the new murals at the Livermore Skate Park, which I think Joy will probably update you later with the,
yeah.
that facility. So that's coming along really, really well. And you see some really exciting things that we're going to be a part of, and that's arts related in Chula Vista.
So well, you should make sure that's a part of your update, just because arts and culture is under library, so you guys should know what's going on. For Oleander, which is what Erwin was talking about, 1301 Oleander, which was previously the Boys and Girls Club that we're taking over, and I think I brought up to you guys that we're going to create our next station with the Chula Vista Elementary School District, the Sound Station, and a part of that is, right, it's butted up against the Lenmore Skate Park. So one of the art recipients, actually the grant recipients, is somebody who just did a mural on the Lenmore Skate Park. Skateboarding just became an Olympic sport. And so at the end of this month, we're actually going to be hosting, I believe, our first CIF competition at the Lenmore Skate Park, which is really kind of exciting and neat. And we need to revive that area, so I think it's great.
When will you have a competition?
It's May 20.
It's coming up.
Yeah, it is.
It's really close, yeah.
Caesar was telling you
yeah.
the date, but I was like, I don't remember. I know it's the end of May.
This is the competition with that, the new foundation that's around, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was like, pretty cool.
Yeah, my foundation has a great movement, so.
Oh, that's
yeah.
great. See? So, exciting times. That particular facility will have, the furthest side that they're doing currently COVID testing will be leased out. That used to be where the Tiny Tots area was, which is the side when you first come into Oleander, is the first one. Then there's the gym. The gym is going to be rentable, and it's through recreation. Recreation's administration will be housed at Oleander. The only thing that's going to be library is our sound station, as well as a passport office will be there too. So those are the only two things.
A new passport office?
Right. Yeah. So two new passport offices are launching in the next year, which is Oleander and then South Chula Vista. We fully expect, though, there'll be a staff there that will come in and use that as a venue and be able to do story time and all the other programs that we offer at the libraries over there as well. It'll have a community garden, so that's going to be great. It's going to have a tie to a makerspace that will have a focus on skateboarding and being able to kind of customize your skateboard. We're also looking at attaching our installing bike repair kits for the outside. Yeah, so it's all transportation.
Cool.
That whole. That's the start date for that is January. Faster than you think. Yeah. Construction continues here at Civic Center. We had a couple of snags, not surprising, because we have like 45-year-old plumbing. So, not super surprising, but it's still set for July to be completed, which is going to be great. And that's also the renovation for the children's room, which is new carpet, new paint, and everything that we have brought forward to you guys before should all happen.
When is the children's room supposed to be
done? July of this year. As far as I know, they haven't changed the timeline on that, so we'll see. And then our parking lot will go under construction. It needs a seal and a slurry. And as you saw, we have gates now on the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's been a lot of drama for that, too.
That's what helped in the
mornings. Uh-huh, but that's, I think, the people that are the most upset. But that's okay. It is what it is. And then people got ticketed, I guess, outside. Because they're just used to parking however, whatever they want. So we've gone into, it closes at around 9 o'clock and then opens probably around 9 o'clock, I think. Yeah,
yeah,
and we open at 9 and close at 9. And so that way we can just make sure that the parking lot's actually available when we do an event, which is kind of
yeah.
nice.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about summer reading?
Sure. So our summer reading program is coming up. It's the theme is Read Beyond the Beaten Path. It'll be June 4th through July 17th. We have some performers coming. We have Inspire Ballet that will be doing a special performance. And then we also have Polo Blue that will be coming to all three branches. You can read books or do specific activities. We're encouraging kids and families to be outside. So We're highlighting our parks, paths, our museums, so we're offering that as incentives for them too. So it's going to be a fun summer. This is going to be the first real in-person summer since COVID, so it'll be interesting to see what those numbers look like, because the last 2 years we were sort of, well, we weren't sort of, we were
virtual.
We were virtual with most of our programs that we did, so we're excited to bring everyone.
Well, and it'll be our first one, so right out the gate in 2020 we were going to go completely paperless. And then, well, we did kind of, because we didn't have an option.
Yes.
Right, like they could pick some stuff up if they didn't want to, but it didn't go off that well because we didn't have programs and stuff going on in the branches, so we're actually going to see it for the first time now.
Yeah, so we're using Beanstack, the app for those that want to just use their phones, they can sign up as a family, but we do have a paper version if they don't have access to that as well, so it'll be a good summer.
Also this summer we have lunch at the library coming back. In partnership with the school district, so that should be starting. I think we're working on getting our food handlers right now. That's only at South End Civic. Is that new space? Also, back at the library already, well, you probably saw when you walked in, it's going to be mail ballot drop off. That's live. But we also have the Vets Connect program. There, the VA is back in the Civic Center, and so is the Law Library. So those are two things that are now currently being offered. Do you want to do an update on VIA?
Yes. Thank you for joining us, Trustee Bruder, with his family. So we had a good turnout. This was the end of last month. It was the first kind of community event for South in a long time. So we think we got about 150 that attended. The author, Bizamar, was amazing. They read their book, and the kids got to do crafts. We had fire was there, so they brought their truck, and then they had their gear that the kids could look at. CB Rec was there, they had activities, we had games. So overall, I think it was a good first event, hoping we could do more for that community.
Nothing else. I know tonight
we have
an event tonight next door. Oscar Roma, the one who has his current exhibit here, and at City Hall, he's doing a talk tonight just to talk about his work. So that's our first artist event.
And then we have one next week for the Holocaust.
Is it next week?
I think so.
The film screening.
The film screening is next week.
Yeah, that's another one. We had this past weekend, so we have sort of kitchen sustainability events happening on I think it's every second Saturday of the month here at Civic. So they're lending out those I think we mentioned this before, those the induction cooktops, just to show people that this is a viable, more environmentally friendly way to cook. And then we're also going to give out the kitchen caddies for the new organic recycling program, so that people, it's easier for people to carry out their organic waste out into, to their bins. So they're giving those out as well. So we're working with our sustainability department on both of those.
And then the library is going to, you're going to see us revamp the seed libraries, but for all three branches. We're working on doing that right now. There's a couple steps we have to do that we need to get. And I don't mean weeds, like, I just realized how it's not out in the community. We're trying to get rid of some materials, and we're going to be launching a brand new seed library. But they've been doing succulent swaps and doing a bunch of different gardening ones over there at Oakland Ranch. So. And I was like, is there anything else? Do you guys have any questions?
No, I was just going to comment on the realist news. It was really cool. My family enjoyed it a lot in the past.
Yeah.
Thanks
for joining us. Yes,
yeah,
we gave out books too.
And she signed them too.
Yeah. So thank you.
Yeah.
I have one more update. I'm working on, and I don't know if I mentioned this before. So we're going to launch a virtual gallery platform called BiblioBoard, and that's basically just an online a way for us to do online virtual galleries, but also not just for like art, but we can also do videos that are, it's easier than YouTube trust me, it's easier than YouTube. We can do like video galleries, we can do audio. Libraries have been using it for things like, you know, for what I just said. I mean, there's one that's just that, you know, people can submit, if we want to, we can have people submit, like, you know, here, we want you to submit your art, we want you to submit your songs. We curate them still, I mean, they can submit it, but then we can kind of display it. I know with the Cultural Arts Commission, one of the commissioners wants to work with, I forget which school it is, but they want to go ahead and start like putting their stuff on BiblioWar through the library, and then we'll also like to showcase our local history, our local homes, the historical homes. There's a lot of projects that we can launch virtually through this platform, so look for that. I'm still learning how to do it, but soon we'll have something out there. You know,
it's good that you mentioned that, because opposite the museum, you'll likely start seeing a smaller exhibit for historical homes, as well as redoing this mural that's out here in the hallway, which is a building that stops after 1936. and that's no way indicative of Chula Vista anymore. But so you'll start seeing that change too. We're likely going to look at a digital display, so we can update it where you can still do the static exhibit as what it looks like right now, and then change it as we need to. But the historical home exhibit is likely to come up. That's what we're kind of working on in that area opposite the museum. And so they'll do a small display with some, but they actually have a lot of stuff about the historical homes. We were trying to work on doing a virtual reality tour of the historical home. It's getting more and more difficult because as new homeowners buy them, they don't want to open up their homes to it. I get it. But that's kind of where we're at. So we'll at least be able to showcase what it looked like and why it became a historical home.
You can do the Starkey house. It's on Airbnb.
You can, yeah, you can lease that. That's the one Perry was just asking about, 21 F Street. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You can lease that. I'd do a party there. It's expensive, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's
expensive.
Okay.
It sleeps 10
bedrooms.
Yeah.
Oh, and you can do a bed for like 400.
Wow. Yeah, like people can have their weddings in there.
It was expensive. It was
$500
an hour.
An hour?
Yeah,
because
they can get that. Yeah.
Well, the guy that owns it owns the
Raw
Company.
Oh. He's like
a
Airbnb.
Airbnb.
Yeah, see? Any other questions?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey. Other business? Staff comments? Happy to that. Chairs comments? No comments for me. SB comments? All right. Adjourned at 4:22.